This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Today is a Monday and the show is about to start. They are gonna make you laugh up until you barf. And I don't believe that any podcast is better than these two lovely Jews. And everyone that's listening is excited. You're gonna laugh your ass and be enlightened. There are many things that I would like to send to you, but I don't know how. And if I were you, the show at gmail.com, will they play my song?
Which Gallagher brother was that?
That was Lee. No, not Liam or the other one.
Noel?
Yeah, it wasn't Liam or Noel. It was the third Gallagher brother.
Ted?
That's right, Ted. Ted Gallagher.
Theodore, yeah.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
He moved to the States when the family was still in England. He moved to Miami.
Right, so before Oasis hit. Yeah. He got out of there.
Yeah. He has a car dealership in the Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach sort of area.
It was a Saturn dealership, though. So it went under.
That was written by, it seems like this guy keeps coming up in our theme song search, Josh No Joshua.
Oh.
On Instagram and SoundCloud.
Excellent.
Streeter.
Hey.
What's up?
What's up?
You're back.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm back.
When was the last time we got to record together?
We haven't seen Streeter since Australia.
Yeah, but we didn't record an episode there.
No, you guys wouldn't let me. I kept saying I'd love to come out and do one of the live ones.
The timing didn't work out. The timing didn't work out.
They even set up a mic for me every time.
I know, and the timing just didn't work out. It sucked. Because it would have been so fun.
Because I didn't get to do anything that whole trip.
Yeah, the timing just didn't work out.
Okay.
But I'm glad it worked out now.
Yeah.
You're in L.A. for like 31 hours.
31 full fun hours.
And we're going to try to record this podcast for all of those hours.
That's so
amazing.
Exciting.
Lock the door. Longest episode.
Time's on the clock, man.
What's the record, I wonder, for longest podcast? Longest podcast episode?
I mean,
2.5 hours.
That's it.
Like live, like uninterrupted?
Uninterrupted longest podcast episode record.
What a shit record to have.
It's like that Dave Chappelle, Dane Cook thing.
Yeah.
They're like, they did stand up for 7 hours, but a lot of it was just them just like talking to the crowd.
What else? What else?
Yeah.
What else?
It was all new shit. That's the worst part. How has it been since the last time you were on the show? Have you had a son?
I don't even remember.
Have you had a son since the show?
Maybe.
No shit.
A child? Well,
yeah.
At the very least, you have a new, like, moving, talking, babbling child since
the
show.
How old? Do. How old bouncing is, baby boy.
How old is Baby Streeter?
He's a year and change.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Do you know his birthday? Like, is that something you commit to memory, or is it just like vaguely May-ish?
I kind of feel like my wife will remind me, yeah. So I'm kind of not remembering this, it.
Yeah. And when it's like, when he's like so young, he doesn't know. It's not like he's like, that's my birthday
today.
Yeah.
And he also doesn't know who I am. He doesn't know I'm his dad. You know, I'm a guy who's around every now and then.
So you feel like you don't need to know his birthday as long as he doesn't know who you are?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You think it's like that much of a two-way street between you and a 14-month-old? There's like that much of a give and take there?
Yeah.
I wonder when it is. How old are you when you're first like, we got to do something for my birthday?
It out? You said he only knows the words hat and hot.
I'm going to get with what Amir said you there. Okay. I don't know. Three?
Three? Yeah, at three. Do you know your birthday? At four? Do you remember knowing your birthday?
I'll tell you this much. His first birthday, I made him like a dope cake.
You made it?
I made it. And it was like, it was a five-layer cake.
And there was dope in it?
It took me days. There's a lot of heroin in it.
That's oh my awesome. God.
And I brought it out, and he just couldn't care less. He definitely didn't know it was his birthday at one.
Did he like the cake?
No, not even.
He didn't like the cake?
It was heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is weird. Like
you little ingrate.
You have to do a lot of stuff for your child, and then they don't even, they can't talk, they can't express appreciation. They won't remember it. So where do you muster up the, let's take Baby Streeter to a zoo, let's take Baby Streeter on a trip?
I mean, the thing you should do is you shouldn't do anything until they're like five, because that's when you start remembering things, but I think what happens is you do all this stuff when they're babies and they're not going to remember, and by the time they're five, you're just burnt, you know, and you just become a bad parent then.
Yeah, and I've seen like babies at Disneyland, like you're carrying a two-year-old to Disneyland.
That
and
seems just, insane.
It seems hard.
Seems
I
mean, crazy.
I guess I agree with that. I wouldn't want to take like hard vacation. Like Disneyland is like lines and expensive, but I would do like, hey, we're going to go out to the country for a week. And
yeah, but that's like also a vacation
shit.
For you.
Right, yeah, yeah. I'll take my vacation.
With the child.
To Disney World
I'm
by yourself.
I'm not doing jack shit for the kid.
Yeah, but you take him to zoos and stuff, right?
Yeah, I take him to the zoo. He likes the animals.
That's nice.
But he also likes flushing the toilet. So it's like there's... you can kind of get that
and
free.
And that costs a fraction of the price. That's just your water bill.
Yeah. And, you know, that's split among all the units in the building, so it's not a big deal.
Oh, yeah, you also moved, right?
I moved, yeah. I changed up my whole life. Australia tour was so upsetting to me, I got home.
You had to clean
and
house.
I said, I need to change a couple things.
What's your new address? What are you working at? What are you working at?
Well,
there?
I don't want to... I'll tell you when we're not recording. I don't think I just want to put it out
I'll
there.
Bleep it
no,
out.
Just tell us. Yeah, we'll bleep it.
You know, I'm not going to do that, I'm afraid. What are the addresses of your houses?
Mine?
Yeah.
I'll give you Amir's. 501 West
Jim Ave Boulevard.
That's Jim Ave?
West Jim Beam Ave.
All right, you've been on the show before. You get it. It's an advice show. We give advice to people that need it. People will email us, ifireyoushow@gmail.com. The opening theme song mentioned that email twice. I will say we're running a little low again on theme songs, so if you've been sitting on a good one, send it on down to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. These are questions we received over the past couple weeks. We have interns now at HeadGum. Did you know that?
Yeah.
So we got HeadGum intern. Oh, yeah, you applied. I totally forgot
I did,
that.
Yeah.
You needed college
heartbreaking.
Credit.
I did.
It really hurt my heart to
tell
see
me
that
at least
applied.
I made the short list, though.
Well, you didn't get the Skype interview. Right?
I didn't. No, I know.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So we interviewed about
I never actually
people.
Formally heard back, but a couple weeks went on and
we
I just figured
it was
I
hard to get
it.
Back to everybody, so
was there a lot of applicants?
Not really.
Oh,
we loved your application.
The timing
fact that
didn't
you,
work out.
The fact that you write for SNL would have been such a perk here. But you're just...
I know. So I thought that I would have been at least at the front of the pack
yeah,
because
yeah,
of Streeter
does have the summer off at
But
SNL.
You're 34.
You need to be able to get college credit.
Yeah. So, yeah. That wouldn't have worked out.
I understand.
The timing just wouldn't have worked out.
It's not a timing thing again. I think you guys are misusing that word.
It's all right.
A catch-all.
We got a good one about a straight male friend receiving dick pics. What do you want to call this guy?
Oh.
Yeah, you get to give him a fake name.
Todd Marsh.
That's good. Todd Marsh. That's like a South Park character, right?
Oh, is it? No. Randy Marsh.
Yeah, Randy Marsh. All right, Todd Marsh writes, I found myself in a bit of a sticky pickle, if you will. I met this guy a few months back, and we've become good friends over similar interests. It is important to note that I am gay, and he is not. Got it. So he is gay, friend is not. This was not an issue until he started jokingly coming on to me. He is very attractive, so I figured it was just something hot guys do to mess around with gay men, right? Well, fast forward to Christmas, and he sends me a naked picture. I mean, what is that? When I asked him why he did it, he said it was a joke. Is this something straight men do? If this was a joke, why was he erect in the photo? I can see a flaccid snap, but a full salute? Shortly after, he got a girlfriend, and the joke flirting stopped. After they broke up a few weeks later, though, it started again. Then for my birthday in March, he sent me another picture of himself naked, again penis in hand, hard as discrete math. He swears to me that he is straight, and he was just joking around. But what do I do? I like seeing his dick, but it seems very weird and makes me uncomfortable. Am I being too uptight? More recently, I also found out that he did a similar thing, leading one of his gay professors on, and that he goes to gay bars to see if men will hit on him. Is this guy a straight-up narcissist? Jake, as a hot man, would you do any of this? Would you do any of this? Or is he acting weird? Do I talk to him and confront him, or just ignore and maintain the status quo? I put this in your hands. Best, Todd Marsh. Interesting.
Hmm. Sorry, real, isn't it Stan Marsh?
Stan is the kid. Randy's the dad.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Now I've got to the question.
All right, let's start.
Can you do it again?
I do hear. I don't send gay photos. Sorry, I don't send nude photos to gay people. But I do hear. I feel like people have friends that are like, yeah, his dick's always out. He's always sending me dick pics.
We had a joke going for a while. Think I started where I would text one of you guys as if I was texting my wife and just open the wrong thing with like a little sexy message and a picture. Yeah. And then that led to a flurry.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call them dick pics, but like very close.
Wasn't there one where you opened a hotel door once and me and Jake were like naked.
Oh, yeah.
Those are two different. Oh, wait. There was. The one picture that you have, like,
your naked laying on your bed.
Streeter had, like, you sent, like, a lazy eye photo, like, up above, like, above your head where you could see, like, your whole entire butt behind you.
Yeah, I like to cross my eyes on them. I thought it was funny.
And then there was that other time when Streeter came to our hotel room and we answered the door completely naked.
Yeah.
And I don't remember if you did this or if we just talked about how funny it was later, but you, like, walked in and started pretending to take a photo of it.
we talked about how the thing to do would have been to just try to grab your dick, which would have been the ultimate comeback to that.
It feels like there's a difference between like nudity and dick stuff, and then actively
sending someone
hard dick pics to one individual person who, in their life, would be attracted to that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It is a sticky pickle.
This is fucking weird. I think it's weird.
It's a weird thing because you're like, I mean, I guess the only thing to do is make a move on the guy and see what happens.
Right. See if he like put his money where his mouth is.
Yeah.
But like doing this, it doesn't mean that he's gay. It means that he likes the attention.
Yeah.
Right.
The fact that he goes to the gay bars, that makes that like. I'm like a little further down the path of thinking like this guy might just be gay or bi or something.
Right. Yeah. If you like gay attention so much at a certain point, are you just gay?
I guess the question is, does he do this to women too? Like, is he sending
that's the thing.
His
to a woman, we'd be like, that's illegal. That's harassment. But when he does
really what I was saying.
Oh, gotcha. But if a woman was complaining about this, we'd be like, this guy's a fucked up, weird pervert. But the fact that he's a gay guy, it's like, I don't know what to feel about
it. Yeah, but I think that's just contextually because if this guy was like, it really bothers me, I hate seeing his dick, then we would say it is harassment. But he's like, I like seeing his dick, I want that.
Yeah, he likes this guy.
But like, I'm confused about the message that it's sending me.
So what can he say? What do I do? Can you say, stop sending me dick pics?
I guess you just send some dick pics back.
Yeah, maybe send one back and see what happens.
Yeah, that's the tit for tat thing. Like, just because he sends the dick pic doesn't mean you should, like, grab his dick and suck it, you know?
The trying to relate to this would be a woman sending you naked photos.
Right.
Would that make you uncomfortable? You like seeing her naked body, but it seems very weird and makes me uncomfortable.
What would be a lesbian sending me them? Because that's the confusion. Like, why is someone
right,
who
she wouldn't be into you.
I know isn't interested in me sending me signals that she would be? And is it, like, totally to tease me and to fuck with me? And if it is the case, then just be a friend. What's that?
Or to just be a really good friend. You know?
That's interesting too. So
maybe
if someone's
just
like,
being
hey,
a pal.
I know you love the way my dick looks.
Yeah.
And I'm your boy. So I'm going to send you a photo.
I know you're attracted to me. It's never going to happen. But, you know, if you want to take a peek, like, here you go.
You can jerk off to this if you want.
Yeah. Like, do with it what you will.
And we're closer.
If a lesbian sent you photos, you wouldn't be like, stop doing that.
No, I wouldn't.
That is so disgusting of you.
But, like, that's not what
awful.
This guy is
that's
asking
horrible.
To hear.
This is I would report it to the police,
the FBI, the DOJ.
Am I being uptight, he asks. I guess it's your body, so you can do whatever you want. It's weird to be like, you're being uptight. Do I talk to him and confront him about it or ignore it?
You can't ignore it.
You can ignore.
Well, you got to write something back.
Yeah, I think you respond with the dick pics. You like keep it to sext.
Call
you
don't his need bluff.
To, yeah, you don't need to turn this into a whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's maybe stressing out about
call
it too
his
much.
Buff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, thank you.
Nice.
Schlong.
I saw you writing that one down. A while
yeah, downstairs.
Ago. Yeah.
Do you think this guy's actually really hot?
Is he a dime?
Yeah,
he is
going
nickels?
To
I mean,
gay clubs.
A quarter of a quarter?
He mentioned that he's a hottie, right?
That's true.
Maybe this dude should just take the free dick pics, I guess.
That's what I think.
If it's not really bothering him.
Right.
It just seems like it's not really upsetting him. It's more confusing him.
Huh.
Right. And the confusion is, like, he said he doesn't want to fuck me, but he sends me nude photos. So you know what? Maybe just take him at his word. He doesn't want to fuck you, but he wants to send you nude photos.
Could just be an exhibitionist, and he trusts you enough that he's like, look, this is how I get off. Right. Showing my dick to people.
So you don't have to take it any steps further. You just be like, just enjoy the free nude photos.
Yeah, is it illegal to send someone a nude photo of yourself?
I don't know. About
no idea.
It's like, there's some kind of, yeah, I mean,
it's
harassment.
Exposure.
I mean, I guess it'd be unsolicited nude photo would be.
Illegal?
Maybe. I guess it's kind of like just whipping your dick out on the street, right? That's illegal.
Yeah.
For some stupid reason.
Yeah, like you did that and like I wasn't offended.
But
I know.
But that's not the debate.
But the mayor of New York freaked out.
This guy
it was at his coronation.
This guy has said that he likes the dick pics. Yeah. So it's not that's not the question. Is this legal or is it bad?
Like, yeah, I'm just thinking out loud.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to wade into these fucking weedy marsh swamp.
Marsh.
Disaster.
Todd Marsh. All right.
It's quicksand, and I'm going to get sucked down.
Here's another good question from a lady. Streeter, do you have a lady's name?
Yeah, I do.
It's awesome.
Jessica Wrench.
Todd Marsh and Jessica Wrench. Jessica writes, my friend wants to fuck my mom.
Huh?
We work together in retail, and my mom, who's a hottie, often comes to the store to say hi. He is 23. She is 53. My friend saw my mom, and now he won't stop telling me how hot she is. Now my friend is a goddamn dime, more than attractive enough for approval for my mother, and I want her to have a fulfilling sex life. However, I'm not sure how to get my mom fucked by my friend without it being weird. Thanks for your help. This is interesting because she's still married to her dad.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I assume it's a
single weird
mom.
That the question is like, how can I get my mom laid without it being weird and not like, what do I do about this
like,
dude
how do I stop
to
this from
my
happening
mom? Yeah.
At all costs?
It seems like because it's coming from a female writer, it's less weird than like a bro hooking up his mom with another bro.
Right.
Because it's a mom, it's a daughter helping a mom get laid. It feels a little
so
more wholesome.
If the tables were turned and your dad was single, would you try to set him up with one of your friend's friends,
right?
30 years his junior?
Yeah, that's the question.
I guess I would. That'd be hot.
My dad or yours?
Either one.
I just want to blow my dad.
Set up our two dads on a date?
Is that crazy? Should our dad's 69?
Our mom and dad have already kissed each other.
Right, so this is just the next evolution of that. Yeah, would you hook your mom up with a male friend?
With one of my friends? No.
Okay, so not even me?
No.
Right.
Okay, so
definitely
I could,
not you.
What if I just wanted to take your mom out for like a steak dinner?
No.
Okay. What if it was like a breakfast date?
That's I want to get coffee and steak and eggs.
With your mom.
Steak and eggs in the morning. It's always steak.
I want to give her the beef.
You know my mom likes steak. You know my mom.
Thin as hell and medium rare.
There's something so upsetting about, and it just hits my ear wrong, about I want my mom to have a fulfilling sex life. Don't want anything in terms of your mom's sex life. Just don't.
She already made you.
Yeah, she already got laid.
Jake, this seems like something you'd want to do for your mother.
Yeah.
If you had to choose a friend of yours to set your mom up with, who would it be?
No one.
Of course.
Because you got to kiss that friend goodbye after that. That's done. You can't be friends anymore.
No, I guess I would not.
Because he is your daddy.
Yeah, I mean, he's been in the place where you came from.
I would not in any way, shape, or form facilitate somebody railing my mom. If somebody was like really looking for a loving relationship and was going to treat my mom like the angel that she is and do away with my nasty father once and for all.
Banish him.
Then maybe I'd help. But like if it's just
that
like a
tyrant.
Hot, it's like a fucking washboarded abs 22-year-old that wants to fucking pork my mom and never call her.
Wow.
Like that's not a fulfilling sex. Like I don't know.
I mean if this girl's mom is that hot. Right? That this dude 30 years younger than her is creaming his jeans about it. I'm sure she has a fulfilling sex life this girl doesn't know about.
Right.
That's true. I'm sure she's out doing just fine.
It's presumptive to think that like your mom's not having sex and you can get her.
Yeah, and she needs your help.
23 seems young to like want to set up with a mom. 23 is like, still a young man.
Yeah, but if it was
man.
A 53-year-old rich dude, you would be like, oh, this is hot. It's a sexy 23-year-old.
So sexist.
Yeah.
You're not very woke.
Guys take longer to mature. That would have been a good prank war is if I dated your mom.
Oh, yeah.
Would you have seen that coming?
I feel like my dad would have been upset about it. I think that might have been a dead giveaway, right?
Yeah.
Did you ruin enough relationships in Streeter Slang?
would that be a good... actually, we wanted to talk about the prank wars, and this could be a good segue into it.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm suddenly nervous.
Is there something weighing on your conscience?
It wasn't really weighing on my conscience, but it does feel freeing or liberating to talk about. Yeah. I do feel nervous right now.
Really?
I do, too. I'm wondering about potential blowback. Yeah.
There's a little blowback.
Yeah.
There's going to be some blowback, guys.
You think?
I think there's going to be a lot of people out there that are... Well, I mean, we don't even know what we're discussing.
Right.
So why don't I'll conduct an interview.
Okay.
If we can move on from this question, I feel like we helped this person out.
Sure.
Don't interfere. Let's conduct an interview about the prank war.
Okay. Do you think everybody listening knows what they are?
Let's set that up. Tell me what the prank war is.
Prank war. Series of 8 videos we made for College Humor, where Streeter and I alternate pranking each other.
And they were... They got increasingly more vicious, I would say, and more ambitious as they went on.
Yeah, it started innocuous.
Vicious and ambitious.
Yeah.
What do you think was the meanest one? The meanest prank war?
I think the audition, Amir's fake audition for a sketch show that didn't exist.
Yeah, that was bad. That was the most embarrassing.
Yeah, that was, I think, embarrassing.
Yeah. Right.
And
maybe meanest was convincing... The skydiving one.
Yeah.
The skydiving where you had Streeter's skydiving instructor guy tell him that the chute didn't open, that he was going to die.
Yeah.
And when you thought of these ideas, what was the process of when you guys were thinking of the prank war pranks?
So that's the thing. That's the meat.
That's the thing we need to get off our chest after 10 years.
Do you want to say it?
How did you deliberate?
I think why don't we say it?
What's that?
I think you should say it. It's your podcast.
Do you want me to say it because you feel bad? Like, this absolves you of any of the guilt?
I don't feel bad, necessarily. I do feel like we got a free TV show off a lie.
That's true.
We did.
Oh, a lie.
Well, Yeah, the secret's a lie.
So the big secret, which is... I mean, it's not really... I mean, it is a secret in that...
No one else knows.
Yeah, well, some people
know. You know, we told a few people.
Like our friends knew.
Yeah.
Is that the prank war videos were all fake. They were not real.
We faked them.
Now that's a bit of a bombshell.
Yeah. And the question
not
is...
Not for you, because you knew.
Yeah.
So you're just as... You're as guilty as we are of lying to people.
I remember still during the Yankee pranky. which was that was when you put on the billboard a proposal to Streeter's girlfriend at the time.
Yeah. Will you marry me?
That display during like the seventh inning stretch.
Yeah.
And then like there's a whole thing like Streeter's like, I don't want to marry you. That's
I
not
said,
for me.
She said yes. I said,
right. She said yes.
I said no. She hit me in the face.
Yep. Right.
There was a bunch of videos on my computer because you guys used my computer to edit it.
Oh.
And there's a lot of really incriminating videos of like where it's you filming Streeter and then him filming.
Yeah, we did have a very big budget for like, some of those early ones.
Yeah, I shoot the intro of Streeter being like, all right, Streeter was shooting me being like, all right, what Streeter doesn't know is blah, blah, blah. And then Streeter's like, all right, say that again, but like do it like this.
Yeah.
So these were all like videos that Streeter and I basically wrote together.
We planned them out.
And then we would execute them as if they were real, and then we would edit them together.
And they were real in the sense that we had to do all the embarrassing stuff.
Right.
Like,
you
I did have to get
stand up like for people, like for a dead silent crowd that was booing you.
Right.
And then you had to put that video online.
Yeah, so there was like the skydive instructor really did make the parachute malfunction in a way that I was spinning around and almost passed out.
Dunking right. My ear.
And my ear did hurt.
But you knew that he would do
that.
But
I knew that, you know, I wasn't really going to die.
Right.
Here's the question.
I mean, I like 90% knew because it's still skydiving, so right. There's always a chance.
Yeah, of course.
Now, to me, like, I remember the first one ever where you like spliced in. Amir was listening to your iTunes,
right.
And you spliced in audio of you having sex.
So that's the thing. We started it with the idea that no one would believe it,
right,
and then we could make them more and more insane.
Right.
I remember that one was almost a sketch idea.
It was basically a sketch, and the idea was going to be like, we'll pretend we have this prank war going, but everyone will know it's fake, so then we can just go. We can just have insane things happen to each other, but then people believed it for some reason.
Which still happened. You still had insane things happen, but the difference was that everybody believed. So you were surprised when people were like,
very.
Totally bought
it. We're like, whoa, that like people think this one's real. We should do like a revenge one. And that was like when I set you up on a date and stand you up.
Oh, yeah.
Which like that we also wrote.
That was the craziest
together.
One
that was
to
pretty
me.
Funny.
Because you had a girlfriend at the time. So
yeah,
like
there were so
like
many holes in in this lie.
And then by the time we got to the basketball shot one, where I shoot a basketball shot blindfolded and you tell the whole crowd to cheer, the whole crowd thought it was real.
They that all thought
probably,
it was real.
Yeah, that was probably the most famous one.
Everyone played along so well. The whole school thought it was real.
Yeah, like, we had to lie to the school.
The school really thought they were messing with you.
Right.
Which is so vicious.
Right. I felt kind of bad. When we left the arena, I felt like we had like pulled off a bank heist because we're like walking. We're like, holy shit, it's over. It's done. We did it.
Remember we had a hotel room and we just went there and edited the video immediately.
Yeah.
I always felt like that was the best acting I ever did in Prank War. And I could never be like, see, look, I'm a decent actor
that's
here.
That was the annoying part, which is why it feels a little good to get off our chest. Like the one where the Human Giant one where we shoot a Human Giant sketch where I'm like crying at the end. I'm like, this is like really realistic.
You go, I mean, I should win some kind of Webby for this. Right.
But everyone's like, look in a mirror, that little bitch. You can't even stop crying. And I wasn't really crying.
What about the one where you like, your audition tape?
Yeah, that was
it's basically a comedy sketch.
Yeah, it's so obvious. Like, do they actually think I did like a Robin Williams impression?
Andy Bloom?
Yeah,
Andy Bloom.
No,
there's an inside joke in Prank War that we can finally talk about.
Which is what?
Which is that your name is always wrong in some way.
Oh, really?
Say like Anil and Meyer and stuff.
Was there ever a Prank War that you guys were like, this is the one that's gonna out us? Like this, everyone's gonna call this one out as fake. People are gonna know.
The skydiving one was a little.
Oh, and the stand-up one, Pete told the audience that it was fake.
Everyone there knew. Everyone at UCB.
Like, don't worry, this is a fake prank, but we're gonna
right because people are gonna feel too bad.
Yeah,
to
it's like actually, don't laugh. Don't worry, Streeter knows about it.
Yeah.
And then we're so like, oh shit, I hope these people don't tell anybody.
We were really just,
playing fast and loose. And then that guy wrote that article in like the New York Times about how these are fake, and like he was like trying to interrogate us and grill us. Remember, we had this interview. It was like,
oh yeah,
if these were real, would you really, like, what if Amir was in the bathroom during the Maryland
oh
prank?
right,
like, would you really risk the whole thing? And then you were like, yeah, I guess I would have been fucked if you went to the bathroom. And he's like, oh, I cut you.
I know that guy, I forgot about that. There's been so many times. I remember, because we went on Kimmel
Yes.
for two of these.
I think that's when I felt the worst.
Because he's like a respected peer reviewer. Because
he's
like
awesome.
Somebody you look up to.
He's very cool, nice dude. But we kind of had to keep our lie going because it was like, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
At that point, you know, we're like on TV talking about these pranks.
And if it came out at
to
that
the world.
Point, if it came out then, I feel like we would be in trouble because we both still worked for College Humor and we had like,
yeah.
people were watching the videos and we were like.
There was like ad money tied up in this lie all of
right.
a sudden. Not that we got any of it, but there was ad money involved.
When was the last
skydiving
one?
Lesson out of it?
Was it almost 7, 8 years ago?
I mean, it was a long time ago.
Prank War 8 came out.
So are you saying
they're
you're
still pretty
2009.
Funny?
Are you not going to prank Amir back?
I'm still going to get Amir back eventually when his guard's down. It's so it'll be nice to not lie to just random people anymore.
I stopped lying. People are like, so when Streeter did that thing, were you like, oh, those aren't real? And they're like, what?
it's
always like I punched them in the face. Like, what do you? Why? What?
Anybody I was honest with got immediately mad at me.
Yeah,
and they would be like, why did you tell me?
I think they're mad because they don't. They like being on our team or your team, and they don't
yeah.
realize that like the whole time it was kind of a prank on them. They don't want to be the butt of the.
I don't like to think
That's
of it that way.
Yeah,
like, I like to think of it.
The prank war was the two sides. It was not Streeter versus Amir. It was Streeter and Amir versus the public.
Yeah.
No, that's not what.
And
it
now
was.
It's time for
it
them
was
to
entertainment.
Get us back.
Entertainment.
Yeah, sure. Entertainment
for the masses.
Now you can rewatch them, and you can you know
you can spot where. Where it's clearly fake.
Which ones are real? Which ones are fake? All of them. And I don't know. Hopefully you can watch it with a new appreciation.
After basketball, what happened? Was that skydiving?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it just stopped.
Yeah. I mean, the basketball one was the best prank of all time.
Yeah,
I think so. I think that was... And
that was the highlight. Even knowing it was a prank, it was such an exciting moment because like we got an entire 20,000 person arena to cheer.
It was great.
Who shot that? Because it's shot really, really well, too.
Matt yeah. Pollock was
Matt
it?
Pollock and
Creighton.
Like the way they catch that.
There was a few people.
Did any part of you think that there was a chance that the ball was going to go in?
Yeah, I was hoping it would go in. I shot it to go in.
You
I just
really
missed it by a lot.
What would have happened to the? I guess
it
would have
been even better.
Viral.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been even more disappointing because then you know it.
Then the prank
if it
time,
were
you,
real,
you have
I'd
to,
be like, you got it, but it's not actually.
You have to
real.
Somehow get the cash.
Yeah.
There, that one's fun because that, even though now we're saying that we faked it, that one has been done for real to people.
Yeah, at NBA
people
games,
were like
people
inspired to do
wow.
it.
Wow, cruel.
Yeah, very
who,
cruel.
Who thought of that one? I actually don't remember brainstorming that. Was that your idea
either.
Or mine?
I don't remember. I remember coming up with most of them together, like having a starting point and working
it's
it out.
Your shot.
It's your shot.
<That's>
that dude was great. The
yeah,
little announcer dude.
Yeah. And I think the way I missed it was very cinematic because it like floats out of
yeah.
frame and then lands like 8 feet to the left
it's
of the basket.
It's so satisfying. It's really a fun one to watch.
Yeah, just watching it now.
And then you run around like a total dork.
Yeah. Like a real doofus.
I still have that weird Marilyn face mask.
Do you?
And the t-shirt that we got.
And the fact that you come out with the check, it was really, really good.
Here's a good
The check? Where is the check? Was in our office for so long.
You yeah. hugged the mascot.
Yeah.
The turtle.
You're like, you can't even believe it. Down on the knees.
I remember we almost cut that part because it seemed kind of fake.
Yeah. Right? That was always when we were editing because it was like, is that too fake? Does that look fake?
Well, that's the thing. Like, Before the baseball one, we could do it as much as we wanted. We can like, all right, let's reshoot that because it didn't seem real. But with the baseball one, we're like,
yeah.
all right, I hope your girlfriend can slap you well because this is all we got. And in the basketball one, we definitely couldn't do it again.
I mean, yeah.
Remember the basketball's the first one we had to edit overnight because we were like, people are going to talk
people,
and, like, tweet about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, people were like tweeting and people had like video of it and they were putting it online and stuff.
Wow, this is a great prank.
It really is.
Half
maybe
a million.
Maybe we should... edit this part out of the podcast.
All right.
You know, I still enjoy these. Maybe we'll do another one.
Yeah,
look
so
how much fun we were having. So young.
So happy. You look nice, dude.
God damn, man.
Look at this, this weird run, and then you just fall.
Yeah, slap the floor. Maybe that's what we cut.
I remember we talked about doing one more that was, it would have been so hard to pull off, but it was fake plane crash.
Jeez. Oh.
Where you were on it, we would charter a full plane.
Wow.
And have the pilot make it seem like the plane was going to crash.
I had, was it, did I ever tell you this idea or did we ever discuss it where like I went to a doctor and the doctor had to like give me emergency surgery and I woke up and you would wake me up without a dick. Yeah. It would put prosthetics over my dick and I would look up and it would have no dick and then like the walls of the office, the walls of the hospital open up and I'd be like live on stage. 2,000 people cheering the fact that I don't have a dick.
You grab a scalpel and try to kill yourself.
Let's shoot that one.
Let's do it.
Just for
cut,
fun.
Just cut this whole chunk out.
Nah, if you're listening, don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anyone. Don't we tell still want to do it.
Keep a secret.
College Humor needs it.
College Humor Prank War 7 view from the student section. See somebody, they were leaking the video.
Oh my God. Well, that has a lot of views.
I know. This has more views than the actual prank. We should have
monetized it.
This guy's a millionaire off my fucking video.
But it like, we hosted a clip show on MTV for what, 5 seasons?
Yeah.
Based on our, you know, our reputation as pranksters.
Well, maybe now it'll get a reboot since you guys have revealed that you've pranked the masses.
We kind of became prank experts without ever actually having to prank each other.
Yeah. Like, have you ever been actually pranked? Or have you ever actually pranked someone?
Yeah, but not at that level.
No, yeah.
Even though the pranks are fake, like, you still brainstormed real pranks. You guys are experts.
Yeah, we were just too scared to pull them off for real.
Doing these things was embarrassing as it were, you know, even though it was like I knew what was going on.
Right.
Super embarrassing and tense.
Yes. Especially the ones that we can only shoot once in front of like 20,000 people that we hope play along.
Or just, again, like almost passing out in the sky.
Yeah. I would not have done that. I would not be like, yeah, and then I'll skydive and we'll just fuck with me. It'll like go around in a loop-de-loop and the guy will try to fuck with me.
God, that was so scary.
Yeah, so scary. All right. Well,
great.
Feels nice to get that off our chest.
Same.
I have big regrets about talking about it now.
Already. We haven't even released it yet.
I know.
Yeah.
And I don't think we should.
Well, we'll talk about it. If you're listening to it, you know which way we decided. Let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll try to answer one more question with Streeter. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again. All the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test. I am certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar, but for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast, super simple.
It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah, kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress. And all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz and you get 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20. All one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
And we're back. How was SNL this year?
It was great.
Who was your favorite host?
Oh, man.
You can't say because of his favoritism?
Yeah,
all right, maybe. So let me ask you a different question.
Yeah.
What was it like to hang out with The Rock?
I love The Rock. He was awesome.
Do you call him The Rock?
No.
Do you call him Rocky?
I call him Mr. Johnson.
Really?
Very cool.
And he's coming to your office and just
talk to you?
Call
him President Johnson.
He's very chill. He's cool.
Is he charismatic?
Yeah, extremely.
So like, and does it seem fake at all? Or you like, he wants to know the name of every
even
like,
if it
PA.
Is fake.
It's so good.
It's so good that like I Frank don't care. Hopefully that's the reaction.
That's the pull quote.
So good.
Even if it's fake,
care.
It's so good. I don't care. Yeah, do you have a fun rock story or like just a small anecdote?
I have a fun Aziz story.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hopefully he's cool with me talking about this. We did a sketch. Mikey and I wrote a sketch with him where he played like a Chuck E. Cheese
animatronic band.
Yeah, so he's like a singer in the animatronic band. His name was Peppy Ronnie. And he sang like annoying songs about pizza.
Okay.
And
oh, like pepperoni.
Yeah. And he sent me like I want to say 75 audio messages of him singing pizza songs in the voice, like
"Don't you want some pizza?"
And they were coming in so fast, like they were coming in one every 45 seconds
for like an hour,
for like an hour, and then more the next day.
This is after the sketch aired too.
Yeah, I think he sent me some next week. It was really funny.
That's fun.
I don't know if he wanted to put him in or if he was just doing it to make me laugh.
Does The Rock know your name? What's it like?
Does he call you Mr. Seidel?
I don't think he knows my name. Maybe he remembered it just for the week.
Oh, that's awesome, though.
I don't think he'll remember if I saw him right now.
He's a big guy, though, right?
Taller than you? He's a big, strong guy. Yeah, let him know how much you like big, strong, macho men.
You think you could put both of your arms, or hands around his arm? Too big.
I don't think so.
Too big, right?
I'm being serious. I don't think I can.
Yeah. He's awesome.
So big.
Oh, I love The Rock.
How do you feel about Cena? Because we had Cena this year, too.
Who?
John Cena.
I don't know.
You don't know
more about
that
the
is.
People's champion.
You don't know who John Cena is?
If you smell!
It doesn't matter who John Cena is.
Do you guys watch wrestling or you just watch
No, I'm just a huge fan of the Tooth Fairy. What, did he do wrestling?
He Wait, did,
the Rock
yeah,
was in
he
the
did
Tooth
wrestling.
Fairy?
What?
The Rock was in the Tooth Fairy?
The Rock was the Tooth Fairy.
I don't remember this. At all. That's the presidential oppo research.
Yeah, watching the Tooth Fairy. Nobody's watched it. All right, that's a good story. And you're still there? You just finished your third year?
Yeah.
And now next year will be your fourth.
Hopefully.
Holy shit.
Yeah, hopefully.
David S. Pumpkins, man.
Part two.
Changed your life. That's on the first line of your obituary, right?
David S. Pumpkins changed my life.
Was Pumpkins also fake?
Not even
Pumpkins
a guy that wrote
was
it.
Also fake. I hate to say it. They're really...
Fuck.
Yeah, it's not a real guy. It was Tom Hanks.
Fuck.
The actor. Yeah.
Oh, my God. We're going to be buried alive for that. anything else you want to talk about before we get back into it?
No, just having fun hanging out with you guys.
Finally.
Finally.
It's been since New Zealand, man.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Did we even talk about that?
NZ.
I had the worst day, by the way, because I left like 2 days before you guys or 3 days.
Yeah.
I had a travel day that was 26 hours by myself, straight through, not talking to anyone. So lonely.
It was
awful.
A red eye from Sydney to LA. And then like a 5-hour layover and then a 5-hour flight.
A 5-hour layover where I was falling asleep in the airport and then a flight from LA to New York. Just all by myself, no one to talk to.
Oh, God. How many movies did you watch?
I watched like 9 movies, I want
to
say.
Back to back to back to back.
But I did take a shower at the airport, which
is great. Is that?
It's great. You get a private toilet, too.
Did you jerk off in the shower?
I did not because I was so tired.
You got to jerk off in the private shower. Yeah.
I feel like... I don't want to because I don't want other people to do that. So
yeah,
you're
we'll
jerking
off on the airplane.
You're jerking off in the airport.
Every
all right,
time.
Now I can't. I
what
don't
about the
use them.
What about the airplane? Ever you join the half mile high club?
Obviously, yeah, obviously, because we talked about.
Out.
Remember our invention, airplane arm, fake arm.
Jerk off on a plane.
Jerk off on a plane.
You don't need the fake arm. You could probably just do it somehow.
Do you want to hear a crazy thing?
Sure.
This is a true crazy thing.
Okay.
I went to Florida with my wife and child, and on the flight home there was a couple sitting across the aisle from us and they were straight up having sex.
No.
On the plane they got in trouble for it.
Like a blanket over both of them and
blanket,
she was on his lap.
Yeah. And then we kind of looked over and we saw that her shorts were around her ankles.
Oh holy my shit. God.
How old
and they
were
got
they?
Like a weird like a plane citation, you know, like
was
they came out
day?
With a thing and they're like, we are warning you.
A day flight or a night flight?
It was a day flight
so
from
it was
Miami
brightly
to
lit.
New York.
It was not like an overnight, everyone's asleep anyway.
I guess it was
deal.
Like dusk, maybe. We were delayed a while. These people were insane.
They
spilled
were,
like
were
four drinks.
Oh, they were wasted.
They were wasted on coke, going hitting a vape in the bathroom together. They got in trouble for being in the bathroom together. They were eating candy like... eating so much candy. And she was gorgeous. She was like a 6-foot-tall model. She looked
oh
like Chrissy
God.
Teigen. And then the dude looked like a weird, like DJ type looking dude. You know, like super
it was
skinny and like kind of balding.
Yeah, was it a rich Avicii man?
I didn't recognize him. That's
it might
what,
have
that
been
was
Moby
my theory.
If he was balding. It was probably Chrissy Teigen
nah,
and Moby.
No, there was animal products in some of that candy Moby.
So you saw them fucking?
It. Yeah, but
and
they
were
only
like,
fucking
sorry,
for they're... a minute, and then people were like, the flight attendant had to come
fine.
Over and be like, you need to get back in your seat.
Really? It's so weird. At that point, you're just like a kindergarten teacher. Like,
they
no,
were...
do not do, you cannot do that.
They asked my wife, like, the flight attendants asked Vanessa if she wanted to press charges, because we had a baby with us, you
wow.
know, and they were like, if
you
want to press
money.
Charges, they can be arrested when we get off, and she was like, I mean, no, not really. Like,
wow.
I don't want to get involved in
I'm
this.
I'm good.
What if you could have gotten $50,000 for that?
Well, I don't know if they would have to pay us.
For emotional trauma? I'm sure
maybe,
baby
yeah.
Stupid would have to go
maybe
through something.
I mean, they definitely had
through.
Money. They definitely had money.
Yeah.
Vapes are not cheap.
And
you
that
be
much
really
candy
rich.
At Hudson News with a markup?
You're either really rich or really poor if you reach that level of I don't give a fuck.
It was... Well, what was crazy is we were in first class because I had like a companion ticket, so I cheaped out. But I was like, wow, the shit they let you get away with in first class is insane.
Wow.
Because they got in trouble, but like didn't get arrested. They were able to like leave the plane and just go into the world.
I wonder how they tell the story. Like, yeah, we fucked on the way down here.
I don't think they remember it. I mean, they were making out so hard from the second they got on the flight. We knew it was going to be a fun one.
That's so fucking weird. So anyway. Fucking hot. All right, let's try to answer one last question.
Okay.
'Twould be a waste to have Streeter here. This is a male.
Okay.
Oh.
In Kansas City.
Tommy Socks.
I think I'm starting to understand your technique here.
I look around the room.
Longtime listener, customer, investor, and most importantly, friend. Fuck, wrong show. I'm a 24-year-old male who recently got catfished in Kansas City. It's not a traditional catfish in the sense that it's a completely different person behind the smoke show profile. So let me explain. I was browsing Bumble, right? And I happened to match with a smoke show, no bio, which was a little suspect at first. But half of the users don't even start a conversation. Not even a day later, she sends me a message and we start a good conversation and things are going well. I don't overplay my hand and she asks for my number. At this point, things are looking really good. I wait a week before asking her out, and we plan on getting drinks. And this is where it all goes down. I arrive. To my surprise, I wasn't looking at the girl in the pictures at all. Not to be an asshole, but she was thick, like really thick, 100 pounds thicker than her profile pictures. This is where it gets complicated, because I did enjoy our conversations, and she is genuinely a chill person. I was turned off by the fact that she lied, and even though it's a bit petty, I'm not attracted to her at all. So my question is, how do I break it to her that I'm not interested in a relationship without sounding like an asshole? Then, how do I ask her to be friends, because she is chill and has hot friends herself?
Oh, you can't have both ways.
What would you do?
I like that I call that being catfished. Fatfished.
Nice.
Oh, I should leave right now.
Save it. Pitch that to MTV tomorrow. Would you say
Why would I go to MTV?
Would you? That's a great
name. They're never
going
to work with you again after this prank war shit.
Would you say something if you were like, you met up with a girl and she's like, not her? Would you be like, this isn't you? Or would you like have a weird date and just
leave
forever?
Well, it sounds like, it's not like it was a completely different person. It was like she used old photos before she had gained weight.
Right. Or it was just a different, heavier human.
Well,
if it was a different person, would you say something?
Yes, if it's a different person. But if they gained, that's the difference.
Yeah.
This person is the person in the photos. They just gained weight.
Which makes them a different person.
Jesus.
I feel like I wouldn't even have the courage to, like, call that person out.
If they were a completely different person.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, let's get a drink and leave. I wouldn't be like, this isn't you.
Hey,
I'm not sitting here.
You're fat. Hey, what the heck?
Because when she's like, yeah, it is me. I just gained weight. I don't want to have that conversation. So.
Well, I mean, that's the – but if this person obviously could tell that it was her and she'd gained weight, so you don't say anything then. But
right.
If it's like
– a different human, what would you
do? A completely different person, I would say something.
Yeah, what I feel you like say? You have to.
What would you say?
I would say, what the fuck is going on?
I might just roll out of there and not even engage.
So she's like, hey, say this is me. I'm Laura.
And
I'm
I would
Bubble.
Be like, can I ask you a question? Is that you in the pic? Like,
uh-huh.
No, it's not.
Is it not?
Look at, yeah.
But then he was so attracted to her chatting that he doesn't know what to do.
I think, you know, like the right thing to say is like, well, if she's such a great person, whatever.
Why did she do this?
You know, like if she's so great, then if you like her that much as a person, then you can overcome that. But probably not.
Yeah. No.
Like, you have to be attracted to the people you're dating. You know, you have, that's like.
Can he be
level
friends?
One
physical
is like,
attraction is
am
important.
I attracted to this person? Yes, cool.
Yeah, but I think at this point he's like, can I just be friends with her?
Of course. That's the best
yeah,
course of action.
Yeah, sure.
If she's cool, but you're not physically attracted to her and you want to be her friend, then that's the answer.
So how do I break it to her that I'm not?
It's kind of, this dude's a little scummy that he's like, and she has hot friends.
Yeah, yeah. Chill
if
on
he
that.
Left out that one line, it'd be like, oh, okay, you're. This That's is the right thing to do, but it's like, do you want to be friends with her because you like her because you want to get with her friends?
Yeah, chill on the friends. I'm not saying it can't happen, but let's just not make that the MO from the get-go. You know?
Let's not make that the goal and the target.
Yeah.
We sometimes talk about dating app ideas. What about one where you choose a photo of anything you want? So everybody's catfishing everyone. The bio is real, the conversations are real, but the photos are not.
Oh, you have an avatar that's just a hot person.
That's right.
That's an interesting idea. So you just choose of like a stock photo of a hot guy or girl.
Yeah.
So everyone is just sort of
hot.
Base level, assume that the person that they're talking to is really hot.
But
right?
then,
and then
I
you
think,
actually get to know their personality.
I do think that would be full of all ugly people.
That's right. Of course. Because hot people don't need to use the fake.
Right. Like
avatar.
You and I'd be on that.
But
Jake
don't
would be
they,
on a real one.
Don't
you know, because, no, I think that people that are hot that usually get the benefit of the doubt just based on how hot they are. Might enjoy an app where they're like, hey, someone's going to get to know me for me.
That's right.
And then,
Not but because then I look like
Leonardo.
But then some
fucking troll shows up, and they're going to be like, I'm not going to get with this.
You know what would be cool? The more messages you exchange, like, you unlock different, like, little pixels.
Oh, yeah, that's real good.
Like, when you get to 1,000 messages exchanged, like, that's when the photo reveals itself. So you're fucking invested.
Yeah. So it's, like, really pixelated, and then the picture becomes clearer and clearer.
I love that.
The more you message.
Yeah.
I'd like to invest.
All right, we're in.
$100.
Yeah. What's that artist where you can't really tell what it is until you're far away?
Monet.
That's right. We'll call it Time is Monet. Because the more time you spend with someone.
Why don't we just call it Monet?
George Seurat maybe does that too, right?
Seurat was an early adapter for pointillism, which was kind of...
early adapter. I thought he was like fucking invented.
An art nouveau. It swept Renaissance post.
Did he do shit in Photoshop?
He didn't have Photoshop because he was born in 1712, but what he did was a lot of
oil.
When
did Photoshop get invented?
1788.
1788?
No, it's 1988.
By Adobe?
George Adobe? Yeah, what was Photoshop 1.0 like? Anyway, so you can say... I don't want to hang out with you. I'm not interested, but maybe we can be friends. That's not an asshole.
That might be a problem for her, though, you know? She might be like, well...
Sure, she didn't have to be your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess put the ball in her court.
Yeah, you're just here for friends. All right, that's fair. That's safe.
And then once you're really good friends, you know... hit her with it, be like, you fucking lied to me.
Yeah, remember when you lied to me?
Why did you put up these hot pics? You're so fat. You know, and really make
her feel
bad.
Have a nice, meaningful friendship, and then you can destroy it.
You unload.
Yeah.
Streeter, any things to shout out before you go?
White wine?
I think it's still online somewhere.
Talk about all our old projects.
Yeah, I mean, I guess...
was white wine fake?
White wine was not fake.
All right, good. SNL, do you want people to watch it?
I'd love for people to watch SNL.
There's
when
a
it
show
comes
called
back.
Saturday Night Live that Streeter writes for. It's on
11:30 p.m. Saturday night
on ABC.
On NBC.
Oh,
the
NBC.
Peacock, baby.
That's cool. How long has that show been on? A couple
40,
years.
43.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's been on for a minute,
but it's just starting to get good now. It's hitting its stride.
They finally figured out like a lot of the characters.
Yeah. We cracked it.
Cool. Thanks for coming by. Thanks for having me. Again, we need your theme songs. ifireyoushow@gmail.com for theme songs, questions, prank war was fake. we'll be back next week. Oh, we're going to Montreal. We should say that we're going to Montreal.
Yeah.
Are you going to Montreal?
I'm not. No, I wasn't invited. You guys didn't invite me.
Timing didn't work out.
So, Montreal, July 25th is our If I Were You show, and then a HeadGum showcase. Twinnovation, and Gabrus will be there. Remember Gabrus?
Yeah, man. I love Gabrus.
Yeah. That show will be on July 26th. You should just come up. Take a train.
Maybe I will. I'd love to have been invited, but...
It is the timing. Timing didn't...
Click.
Cool. We'll see you guys there. We'll see you in cyberspace. Peace in the Middle East. If you're listening for the first time, hey, we got a lot of funny episodes for you. So check them all out, starting with episode 11.
All of them?
All of them from scratch. All right, cool. See you next week. Bye.
Later.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.